Four times.
Yes.
4 hours later.
Sorry.
That was a harsh fight. I will have to give you... I'll give you an encounter level bonus for that, because it was very hard.
Has anyone got any rope?
I've got some chain. 5 foot of chain.
Yeah. These people that are asleep.
Bastions, look over there.
No. Not at all.
Thwack! I've thrown a crossbow bolt into the sleeping troglodyte.
Idiot, you know.
From the dwarves.
But I've got it.
Oh, damn. Oh, I tripped and fell with my heavy mace repeatedly.
They're evil.
Whoops! They might not be.
I have lots
of... Actually,
you know,
how many have you got down there? How
I
are they?
I had three, but one got lost. I had a loop and I didn't know where it was.
Anyway.
There's a loop. Oh,
it's a D20. It's alright, the doctor has prognosed the D20. Yes, good point actually. Why don't we interrogate this captured enemy to see what he knows of this place?
Because they stink!
Yeah.
They do smell very bad.
Says the half orc. Aye.
He can just wash them off.
Yeah, that's true. That's true enough. Just not effectively, that's all.
Let me tie these people up.
Okay.
And bring them round and stick them in his court.
Can we jump on their heads and call them poo?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I do that? I will do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
no, I'll do that. Oh, thank you so much, Patrick. You still suffer from the devil chill, as I see.
Yes. It wasn't taking my aim very much, though.
No!
That's fine.
Are you retreating from the area? Or are you staying there?
We're bringing the
next
captured ones.
Yeah, we'll bring them with us.
Where are you taking them?
Search the dead things.
Yeah, search the dead things
first.
Basically,
the things that I need them back to the other room.
Okay.
Yeah, stuff would be good.
They actually have nothing. They use their clothes and they wear rags.
They have bows.
They may find a bow there.
Little tiny bows.
Oh, 4 sessions. You promised me at the first half an hour of the first session. You're amazing.
Perhaps you missed it.
Damn you.
It's one of the things you haven't found.
No, I know exactly where it is, but nobody's brave enough to go back and get it.
Bloody kobolds. We are, we'll eventually be brave enough to go back.
So, yes, you're going back to your torture chamber.
Yeah, well, okay. We go back to that way, yeah.
You retreat to the safety of the torture chamber.
We might
which
leave them
smelled outside. Nice.
That wasn't that statement. We'll is not to be found, is it? Yeah.
Yes, you leave them outside, tied up.
Yes.
In that corridor.
Yes.
Okay.
With someone guarding them at all times.
Let's interrogate them.
Okay.
I'll take first watch.
Do they speak any of the known languages that we know?
Now that's the question.
Mm-hmm. They speak Troggish.
They probably do speak Troggish.
Do you speak Troggish?
Yes.
Excellent!
Abyssal, Celestial, Giant, Goblin.
Undercommon, Terran.
Oh, Gnome.
Checking on what troglodytes speak. Troglodyte.
Probably speak Troglodyte.
Gnome.
Go home, Gnome. No place like Gnome.
Okay.
I know what troglodytes speak. So.
Mean, tell.
I'll try all languages.
All languages.
Hi.
Use the universal
quadrant.
Troglodytes speak Draconic.
I speak Draconic.
Very good.
Hello there, troglodytes. We have defeated your band of warriors and proved ourselves worthy of the information you hold. So tell us everything, or you'll get this spike up your ass.
He's speaking Draconic.
Say this. He's disparaging about their mothers.
I just swore at them in Draconic
because
Balthazar
taught me how to. Says the 3-point wizard.
What do you want?
What are you doing here in this place?
We live here.
I rolled 3 dice and got 2 ones.
You live in this dungeon? How long?
A while.
Where are you from?
Don't know.
You don't know where you're from?
I was born here.
Who is your master? Who is your commander? You want to tell us? You know you do.
Why should I tell you?
You want to live, don't you?
You won't kill me.
Have you seen the size of my mace?
Aye, priest won't let you kill me.
I didn't say I was going to kill you necessarily, just to remove a few of your appendages with a blunt object.
Yeah, the half of
it. Now, just tell us what you know, and we'll let you be on your way.
That was every language in the world, every accent. French, German, Transylvanian, Russian, and African, all in one.
Ooh la la, goes the dwarf.
You can talk with Earcack.
Earcack?
Earcack.
Well, there's a name to conjure with.
Earcack.
Earcack.
How would you be spelling that now? E? A? Cack.
Earcack.
Earcack. And he's your dwarf. He's your dwarf? He's your troglodyte commander, yes, this great
Earcack. Earcack is speaker with the gods.
Hal turned into his dodgy deep sound accent. Sorry.
Speaker with the gods. Does he also live with you here in this mighty fine dungeon of yours?
Does he like you? Oh, I don't know, I can't speak French.
Yeah, Earcack lives with us.
Can I just come at this point and show Balazar my new axe?
That's a mighty fine axe there, aye, is the Dwarven Steel Forge, aye. Well, now, do you see a half-orc's mighty fine axe there, troglodytes? He's very keen to use it. Now, you wouldn't want me to let him have some practice on you, would you? So, tell us more about this Earcack and where we may be able to find him.
We'll take the Earcack.
You'll take it, that's very fine of you to do so. How far is it from here?
Not far. Just through there.
Through there, you say?
Back where you came and beat us up.
Why did you attack us? We were minding our own business.
We've had some raids. Orcs.
Orcs? Orcs in Luclaria, eh? Aye. What do you know about these squiddy black things all over the floor?
Aye, beasts.
Beasts.
Flying beasts.
There
and
seem to
rats.
Be an awful lot of them.
We're just guarding.
What are you guarding?
Earcack. And
I see you're guarding your speaker to the gods. How lovely.
And the rest of us.
And how many would that be? So we can welcome your friends.
He looks at his hand.
Count out the number of digits with all of your compadres. Por favor.
Is he threatening with that clock?
wait.
He indicates about 25 to 30.
Your job! You're going to take on 25 troglodytes by yourself?
I see.
That's fascinating. So not far, and you speak of the gods, does he have any friends? Any kind of big
friends? Earcack, friends with the gods. Earcack, powerful. Gods talk to Earcack.
I see. And so not far from here, you say? Does he frequent many rooms or a particular part of the passage?
Earcack lives with us. Earcack is good troglodyte leader.
I see. Well, thank you for the information.
So anything else you want to know?
So what have you found out so
far? I repeat basically what I've heard. Earcack is supposed to live with 25 troglodytes somewhere where it was indicated by the troggies further
up the corridor where you had a fight.
We'll probably have to set an ambush.
Well, could you talk to them?
No, they attacked us without warning. Clearly they're a violent race and should be put down.
But they were god in their territory, obviously.
You make a persuasive argument there, half-orc.
We should slay them all, as we should go back and slay those three orcs.
No.
I'm our kin, you know, the evil.
I reluctantly have to agree again with the half of the orcs are evil.
But they've not done anything to us. How do you know they're evil?
Well, I've been told!
The only thing that irredeemably evil I've seen in this dungeon are those infernal rats.
Yeah.
And those infernal
dark rats. I've already seen and experienced more than you in my 67 years as a shield dwarf of Fairly.
He says, looking at his character sheet.
Those insect things were quite nasty.
Yeah, some of those as well. But they're insects, they don't know any better.
Ignorant insects, just what we all need.
Are you resting?
I think it's alright, actually. I'm feeling alright.
You have no spells?
I might rest.
You have, like, 3 hit points.
No, not anymore.
Oh, you heal him.
Yes. We've got significantly better.
Yeah. Yeah, you have no spells either.
I think it might be time for a bit of a rest. And
well, the worst thing is you just got up out of bed, walked around the corner, had a fight, and now it's just gone past breakfast time and you're going back to bed again.
I have no spells. As much as you might just stand in the back of your
throat. However, to be quite honest, in that fight, your spells did cack all. It was actually the mace that did most of the damage.
I'm a second level wizard.
Doing quite well. Perhaps we should take these people back to their people and talk to the crocodiles?
Actually, he may have an idea.
Yeah, then we could get in close to this earwax chap.
Aye. We're going to use this earwax chap.
Earwax. And then we chop his head off. And the rest of them are all demoralised and surrender. And then we kill them at our leisure.
I like your ideas, Havok.
No, that's brilliant, Bastion. Most definitely not.
I'm impressed with your technical thinking there, Cleric.
Perhaps
surprising for you.
Perhaps they've explored this area and know there's a way out.
We'll save one of them.
Oh, I don't think so, because they're still here.
So they can tell us where they've explored, and we don't need to explore there anymore.
This leader chap might have some treasure.
I doubt it.
Well, look, all the stories I've read about people who come down into dungeons, you kill the things, and you nick their stuff.
Okay, but didn't they say he was a talker to the gods? Like me? Do I have any stuff?
Well, you are a bit of an unusual case, Bastion of Torment, must be said.
I've seen other priests and they have big gold caps.
And big shiny headdresses.
Yeah, I've seen those.
They take them down dungeons with them.
Oh yes, they do.
They deserve to get robbed.
The impractical priest.
Have you ever seen a Torment cleric?
Portable altar box and all that sort of thing.
Festooned from head to foot in jewels and gold they are.
It's quite funny.
Well, shall we take these people back?
I think we should perhaps.
But what if they betray us? Can I kill them then?
That's only fair.
Only if necessary.
That's only fair.
That's good enough for us. Okay. I think I don't need any spells for the rest of today. I'm feeling quite
tired. Don't expect me to get any.
No.
Until this time tomorrow.
Well, yeah, that's the problem.
We'll starve to bloody death at this rate.
If they attack us, we're kind of weakened. Well, you're kind of weakened.
25 troglodytes is a bit too many for me to handle.
So then diplomacy takes the day, doesn't it?
I'm not a big fan of diplomacy. I don't like words I can't spell.
There isn't a word for diplomacy in Dwarven.
it's
the same as the word for axe.
Yeah. You're not a director, the dwarves.
So,
I have no skill in it.
What are you doing?
I'll ask them if they can take us to their leader.
Take me to your leader. Didn't understand, we should probably kill him.
Here, Gag, this way.
Okay, let's follow and be naive.
Naive about things.
Nah, could you just kill one of them?
No. You've killed four of them already.
It would be a lot easier to handle just one of them.
They don't deserve to die, look.
Perhaps we can use them as a human...
But they're
troglodyte shield.
Really bad.
Get over it.
Well, I've been in here for several days and I haven't.
You'll be fine.
Still feel sick. Believe me, I've eaten some nasty rotten things. These smell really foul.
Sorry. You are funny. Room we in this one.
Right.
The one with all this blackness in it.
Yeah.
Well, and you can't see the floor for all the troglodytes.
They take you up past the point where their dead friends are laying on the floor.
Okay.
Up into the, up through the door. Above to the north, and they take a right and walk into a room.
They're walking slowly into a room.
Well, yes.
In the room.
We don't necessarily let them walk into the room, we just let them stop.
The door to this room is open regardless.
Okay.
So.
Shipment back!
The door behind, the door to that side is also open.
Could we beat them till they're nearly dead?
No!
Oh, just lightly dead.
Just slightly dead.
Slightly and lightly.
Doesn't your god believe a light beating is a good way to teach people the errors of their ways?
There.
Yes, but they know the errors of their ways. They've been beaten already.
I still don't think they know the errors of their ways. I can't see it in their eyes.
Right. You go into the room to the right.
To the right.
From
the left.
The long room.
The right, okay.
There's also a little corridor ahead of you. All of those doors are open, so you can see. It's like they have free access in and around. There's a sort of short corridor there that ends in a dead end. There's a large room to the left, and you'll get taken into the room to the right, which is quite narrow.
What's the room number for that?
34. You walk into room 34. Some badly wounded troglodytes are lying on reed mats in this room.
Easy XP.
There are 7 in total, lying on mats on the floor. A slightly larger troglodyte is walking around, kneeling by them and putting his hand on their head.
Earwax! Damn it, I hate when they're helping each other like that in a friendly ways.
They're supposed to!
Damn.
It's what we do to you.
Yeah, but...
They're evil! Excuse me. Are you Earwax?
Earwax.
Earcack?
I am Earcack.
Who
are you?
We were just passing through and got ambushed by these people here. Does he understand me?
He will if I translate.
Was he speaking common?
No.
Oh.
Your troglodyte friends here ambushed us without reason.
Tis their job. Earcack, tell them guard, Earcack and warriors.
They didn't do such a good job of it.
These are my warriors. Injured. Orcish attack.
It's all of them.
He's only a half orc. Neither here nor there. Don't worry about
it. I've got no way to put it away.
Fight with beasts in corridors.
Double X.
Flying squid things. Kill Earcack's friends. Kill them. Kill Earcack's friends.
So, these orcs, where are they?
Orcs. They were here. They fight us.
Were they here recently?
Recently. No. Squids did this. Many squids.
While they're talking, I shall have a look round at these people.
Okay.
Don't you dare heal them.
They are quite badly injured. Although, some healing has been done on them. They're bandaged as best you would expect.
I'll bandage more as necessary using bits of white.
Bandage their legs together. I'm talking to herself.
Oh, right.
No, the cats, that's far more safe.
So, yes.
Some
of them are unconscious. Some of them are totally unconscious.
What kind of numbers are we looking at in this room?
There's 7.
7 in total.
7.
That's all that's left.
Well, there's 7 lying on reed mats in this room, plus Earcack.
Do you think your mate lied?
Yeah. Well, he might not be able to count too well, especially with those knocks to the head.
So, what are you doing?
Tending wounded.
Okay. What are the rest of you doing?
Wounded's leg together. Good plan.
No.
So, I say in Draconic to Earcack. What are you doing here in this place?
We live here. Earcack. Earcack's domain. Earcack live here. Live all over here. But now... live here. 3 rooms and corridor. All left of Earcack's warriors.
And that's due to the black squiddies and the orcs then, is it?
And the rats. And the flying things. Beasts all. Earcack, not like the beasts.
I'm standing next to Paul's character, and every time he says a word that I can say, I'm going to say it.
Okay.
I'm randomly coming out with things like...
with swear words that I taught you, yes, that's really handy.
Yeah, and the swear words that he taught me, because I'm trying to learn, but I have no idea what I'm saying, but I'm going to look at...
I suggest you don't say those words.
I'm going to look at Earcack and...
oh, do!
And stare at him and reiterate what... how is it Balthazar is saying.
A wizard?
So, it's probably quite comedy, but I'm doing that.
Yeah. We don't want to kill you all.
Kill you all, yes, kill you all!
yeah, so that's pretty much it. We don't think you're liars. Liars, liars!
So, the moral question for us is, easy XPs, can a cleric get his stuff, or do we match them up?
Kill them all.
Oh, it's a moral maze, isn't it?
I would like to point out that by speaking to them, you get their XP anyway.
Yay!
Okay, we don't get to kill them!
No, we can just kill them for fun.
No, but obviously you have successfully defeated the encounter.
Okay.
You don't have to kill them, you might successfully defeat them.
But we don't get their stuff.
As long as you encounter them and then survive, you get their experience cost.
But we don't get their stuff!
Does he even have any stuff?
Yirkak. Yirkak carries a javelin in one hand.
He has a holy symbol around his neck.
He has pouches on
his belt. A really small bow.
No bows.
You make present for halfling. You make magic
50
bow.
Yankee dollar.
You 50 Yankee dollar.
He loved you long time, says the dwarf.
Right. Ooh, treasure.
See, treasure! I was like, I'm going to kill him! Dwarf, treasure!
That's what are you doing?
We steal his pie.
He hasn't got one, he's a troglodyte.
We steal his
troll. Are you a good enough thief to steal his javelin without him noticing?
From his hand!
I can have a go.
Yeah, good plan!
Okay.
What do you want with Irkak?
Your stuff!
You want Irkak's javelin? No. This is a gift. From the gods to Irkak.
Absolutely want it!
See, all these hand gestures, they seem very threatening.
Yeah, you don't understand a word with this. Could be worse, you could have given it to you in the chest. Okay. So, the orcs, where are the orcs?
We drive them off. They attack. Band of orcs pass through.
Find out then, if this is all of them.
Then the squids come. Squids swarm us. Kill many of Irkak's men.
Will not the rest of your troglodyte friends in the other rooms around here help you?
Rest in the room through there. They are resting.
I see.
He points through the door, through the corridor to the other room. He sees some bodies lying, some people lying on reed mats. Curled up.
People? There are people in here.
You could sneak through and stab them to death in their sleep. I want to keep them distracted.
Okay.
I can't count them because obviously they're through doors.
Or not.
I'll go and have a look.
Why did we bring this cleric along? For God's sake!
Are you sneaking at the corridor? Look. You look into the room. You see
if you're like that, then I'll stop healing you.
We love you really, Bastion of Torm.
There are 6 troglodytes lying on reed mats. All of them facing the same way. All of them curled into a fetal position.
Okay, they're all sleeping. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm just going to walk among them and look at
Coup de
them.
Slit their throats one by one.
You notice that some of them bear wounds, and one or two of them seem rather
dead,
more decomposed than you expect from a normal live person.
Well, they're dead.
The general level of decomposition of a live person.
Don't bother.
All 6 are dead.
Okay.
Oh,
they're dead. All 6 of them.
Okay. Let's come on, we're gonna kill him. It's only him left.
I cut their throat and then realise they're dead. No,
they're dead.
Okay.
I sneak back.
Okay. How about, we all agree that orcs are nasty pieces of work.
Bob the lizardman. Bob the troglodyte.
Why don't we see if we can make a pact with the troglodytes? That if we encounter a orc warband...
They're all dead.
Warbands!
Bugger. That where they will help us fight any such orcish raiders that we encounter.
Orcish!
We will help them fight their mutual enemies, the orcs.
Enemies!
Because we found you first. What do you think of the proposal?
You kill orcs anyway. What do you want from here, Irkak?
Just some assistance to help defeat our common enemy.
There is Irkak, and there is Irkak's warriors.
That's better than nothing.
Irkak's warriors need rest. Irkak's warriors need healing. Irkak's warriors are demoralized. You have killed more of Irkak's warriors.
Hey, your friends attacked us first. We were just walking down an innocent corridor.
They were guarding us.
Not very effectively, it seems. Now then.
He turns and talks to one of them. What's that?
Irkak
holds his hand out.
It's a dice.
No, it's a freshwater pearl necklace.
You have a freshwater pearl necklace?
Yes. I had it on.
Where did that come from?
No, it's a shell necklace.
Oh.
No, you shouldn't be giving pearls away.
Okay. We need pearls. We need the pearls. I need the pearls.
Little one. It is a fine gift for Irkak.
What's he saying?
He's saying it is a fine gift you have given him.
Yay! Ask him if we're friends now.
The halfling would like to know if you and her are now friends.
I will not kill her.
Yay!
He says he likes you.
Yay!
You may rest with Irkak.
Thank you kindly, Irkak.
My spelling of Irkak is probably quite different from
the Y-R-K-K.
I prefer my spelling.
Yeah, that's definitely my man with ear and cack. You give his name as ear cack, you get ear cack.
Now wax.
Yes.
That's his nickname.
Cack from your ear.
Wax on, wax off. Okay. If he's...
So I'm going to kill him.
Oh, it's a moral quandary.
He's our friend now.
Though his compadres did nearly kick our asses into the ground.
Yeah, but Sean Connery now.
But we survived. They didn't.
How do we know the rest here will not slit our throats in the night?
Because we'll watch them.
Oh yes, and they will have to sleep too, of course.
Mm. And most of them are in no condition.
Those ones that are sleeping, they're dead.
Well done.
They're all
I mean,
dead.
First halfling. That was
they're dead, Dave. Sorry. Must not watch Red Dwarf.
Are we going to rest here and... We'll see if we can persuade Irkak that it would be mutually beneficial if we took on the orcs together. Or maybe he fancies a kobold or two.
Yeah, we'll send them as cannon fodder.
After his mighty troglodyte army has recovered.
Yes. So, what's your plan? You're resting.
Yeah.
You're resting with Irkak. And his knackered troglodytes.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
You rest. You're passing the night. Irkak will pass pleasantries with you now and again, but he tends these warriors.
I'll be tending those
well. Out of interest. Hey, out of interest. Well, while I'm in my meditations, I'm doing detect magic.
Okay.
Anything show up in the room?
Irkak.
Yes. There's a scroll case on Irkak's belt that shines.
Magic. We should kill him. You've got bloody old magic or anything at some point.
Other than that,
do I get hit points back when I sleep?
Yes, you do.
Double my level, so that's 4 back.
Okay. Steve, would you like to make me a fortitude check, as it is a new day?
No, I'll make a heal check instead.
Okay, fair enough. You're healing yourself.
That'll be lots. 21.
That's 2 successful heal checks. You need a second one, a third one, and then you can start to regain your strength.
Yeah.
Paul!
Yes.
-3 strength. You wake up. Shaking, yes, and cold, both feeling looking very similar to Balazar did.
The troglodyte has done to me! See what he has done!
Oh, sorry, Bastion did the previous morning.
-3 strength.
And are you doing anything in the day, by the way? This is the following morning. Are you looking around the area? Are you mooching about?
I'm going to learn some Draconian.
Okay.
If we're allowed to mooch about more.
I'm going to let you walk freely in the area.
I point at things and...
Irkak helpfully takes the 3 dead bodies out of his guard chamber and puts them in the room with the other 6. Curls them in the same way on reed mats.
Okay.
I'll help him and more about
he does ritual over it.
I watch.
Seems very heathen, pagan-y.
I watch. Mm-hmm. I tug on his robes and sort of look questioningly.
Like a lost puppy.
Pats you now and again.
There's something not right about this.
Does he teach me some words?
Yeah.
I'm going to know every language ever. What was it the ogre? Oh, it was giant, wasn't it?
Yes, giant.
I vaguely learned giant.
Cost you 2 skill points to learn the language.
But if I'm role-playing learning...
No, that's fine, yes. It's all good. So...
No, you must just learn disarm.
I was tending his warrior.
He's more than happy.
He's the only skill that you...
He's very tired of doing it. He's run out of spells almost.
And what?
Some of them come conscious. Any of you doing anything that evening? Just looking around, checking things out?
Yeah, definitely.
What are you looking at?
We'll check out the local rooms.
Well, these are the rooms on the map.
All right. Well,
there is the room to the right which you're in, which has the warriors in.
Yeah.
There is the room to the left which has the dead warriors in. And there is the room straight ahead of you which just is used as like a storeroom.
I'll look in a storeroom.
Tiny bows.
It's just not enough.
Yay!
The tiny bows.
So, yeah, it's got various things that people like to use in it.
Oh, is it food we can eat?
It doesn't have. It has various rats and odd squid body that's obviously had bits ripped out of it. They've been eating the live things that they've been killing.
I go and get a pointy stick and then try it on the pointy stick and then poke the squids with it.
Yes, they squidge.
Do they smell nice?
Well, they smell like horrible squids.
I do the same with anything else that's in there to see if anything smells nice. I might have a tiny taste of them.
Everything they've killed is horrid.
Okay.
It's foul and festering.
Okay.
They'll eat it. Can we ask? They're troglodytes.
Yeah, there's no point asking them for food. They've been taking snaps out of this.
No. They're kind of desperate.
We're getting kind of...
Are you looking around anywhere? Sorry?
Yes, I'm searching everywhere that there's something.
Well, just tell me where you're looking.
I don't know, because I don't know where we are now. I can't work it out.
The room on the right there, the long thin one, is where you are.
Right.
The room on the left there is the room with the dead bodies in.
Right.
And there's a sort of storagey room up above the other north.
Okay.
I'm
going
to get a staff unless we
I'm going to go and take a look and search in each room.
Okay, pick a room. Tell me which room you're in.
The one with the bodies.
Okay.
So that's a lot. 18. With minuses, if we still got minuses.
There's nothing in here. Yes. You are still at minuses.
The smell of chocolate hides.
No, you never get used to the smell of chocolate hides.
And the one up at the top.
Okay.
17.
The dead end room.
Yeah.
You notice what appears to be a lock.
Where?
Down to the bottom right of the wall. Lower left corner of the north wall.
I'll go and investigate it.
It's a lock.
Can I sense any traps on it?
Maybe a detect a search check.
Ooh. 21.
No.
I will get my lock picking kit out and pick it.
Make it a good roll.
Ooh.
A good roll.
Why?
Because it's a really difficult lock.
It's a good lock.
Open lock. I have 12.
Take
in my
20
base.
On it.
You have. You also have.
Take 20.
Can she take 20 on it?
Technically, the consequence of failure, I think.
What is the consequence of failure?
Oh,
yes, you break it. You also have Masterwork Thieves Tools, by the way, which adds plus two to your thief skill, lock picking skill.
Is that a missed modifier?
Yes.
Yeah, it's already a
shot. That's from Nimble Fingers. So you actually have 14.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I noticed that when I was putting your character sheet together. But that's only while using your Masterwork Thieves Tools. Remember, put as an additional misc modifier on the end and just put plus two Thieves Tools.
Okay, I will use them.
Okay.
What does that give you if you take 20 then?
34.
Well, if you fail on that, there was no way you were ever going to open it.
I take 20. What does that mean? You just take some time.
You take 20 minutes. Is it 2 minutes or 20 minutes? It's 2 minutes, isn't it?
Depends on what the action time is.
Yeah. It's, you probably take 20 minutes to pick a lock.
For an action. For about 2 minutes.
2 minutes? Yeah. You probably take 2 minutes to pick the lock.
Okay.
And... you can only take 20 if there's no consequence of failure.
Oh.
You can't take 20 to disable a trap because you might set it off.
So this is what we're checking?
We're checking whether if there is a consequence of failing.
By the way, after throwing daggers at people because I went to the loo, I would have reclaimed my two daggers.
Yes, I assumed you would.
But I wanted to say...
That's fine, no problem.
Doesn't actually say anymore.
Well, there isn't a consequence of failure.
Not here, anyway.
For lockpicking. It doesn't say if you fail by X, then you bugger the lock up forever.
No one here.
We've obviously decided that it's a crap idea, because obviously you can lock people out of entire adventures.
Yeah.
So there's no consequence for failure?
Not there, anyway.
I imagine the only logical one you could do is damaging your tools.
Well, you can get them stuck in a lock. There's always that. Oh, God, it's alright.
The Eve is the Wolfmonger.
I know. I'm just looking up over the Wolfmonger.
Well, it's a nice
not
word
the Meister or Master.
He's a monger.
Munger.
Open lock.
Got some rules for you, you know.
You got some fish?
You get a mung, me some rules.
Sorry, some rules.
But I shouldn't have
done it. Actually, sir, in the open lock, but...
Well, it's one of
them. Definitely try again, special type thing.
Special. If you have nimble fingers, you get a plus two bonus on open lock checks.
Just make a big roll.
I have nimble fingers.
You'll try again.
I have nimble fingers.
Untrained, just you can't pick locks. Untrained, action, opening a lock is a full round action. There is no try again.
Because you can then.
I take 20 and score 34.
The lock clicks open.
Funny enough, Funnily enough.
You needed 30 for that lock.
Really?
Ooh.
It's a good
Bloody
lock.
Hell.
The lock clicks open. You think you could push the wall in.
Okay. I see if there's anybody around.
There's no one here. It's quite quiet.
Push.
I'm hoping for a big pass of pressure to Nick, aren't you?
The lock up is also part of the door. The whole door swings inwards.
Okay.
As you push open the door, a shriveled and partly clothed skeletal body falls into the passage. He's screaming.
Because it's scared me.
He's screaming.
We come running after the halfling and healing herself.
There's a door.
Yeah.
Open where there wasn't a door before. And there's a skeletal body lying in the corridor.
It jumped out at me. Scared.
I'll hit it.
Please note you get a +2 to fear modifications.
What does that mean?
It means you don't get scared to open.
Why?
Because you're a halfling.
Okay.
Halfling's like, no, 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 no.
Ooh, what is it? Something I don't have added.
It's there, it's in your box next to you, sir.
Well, it jumped out at me and made me scared.
That's purely racial. As an individual, she can be
scared. Yeah, of course you can.
Yeah, so there, screw you, hippie.
What are you doing?
Sorry.
What are you doing?
We're rushing up to see that she's alright and that the skeleton isn't actually moving around much for a start.
No, the skeleton is not moving.
And we cautiously move up, armed and ready.
She's got a skirt on.
Maces and axes and various things ready, and we're going to have a look.
Right. You're looking at the skeleton, or you're looking at the room?
I'll
look at the room first.
Okay.
But the skeleton has fallen out. Look at that.
Yeah, is the skeleton in front of the room?
Paul, yes, the skeleton has fallen out of the door. In its hand, or what was would have been in its hand, is a broken short sword. Its blade has been snapped open.
And a bow.
Here you try and...
Little tiny bow.
The room
man.
Beyond...
These people listening are going to think you're a really cruel husband.
He's about that
giving me a bow.
Very badly built.
It's square.
Its walls intersect each other and move.
Quiet.
Dungeon on the cheap, by the looks of that.
Shut up, a lot of you, or I'll give you no XP at all.
They should have got some dwarfs in to make it, clearly.
Aye, straight lines for the dwarfs.
So?
Search the dead body.
Yeah, go on, please.
The dead body is a skeletal orc.
Yeah.
He has armour on his body, but it's...
Naked.
Tattered. Yes. It's been here a long while, you suggest.
Is that it? Just a broken sword in the arm?
Yeah.
We went to this door open. Because it seems if it's shut, you can't get back out.
I believe Lindsay has some pitons.
Oh, yes I do. Is that what they're for?
Yeah, that's what they're for.
Well, you can use them for climbing up things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But also for wedging things.
Wedging doors open.
Yep, I wedge
open. Okay.
I give the door a wedgie.
It is wedged. What are you doing then?
The big room. Looking in the room, I guess. The group.
The air in the room is very still.
It's quite big.
You're not shivering enough.
Oh, I've got the quakes. I've got the chills. They're multiplying.
I wondered when that was coming.
Isn't that tomorrow?
And they're losing control.
Isn't that
aye.
Tomorrow?
What?
Oh, okay, that's enough.
Isn't it tomorrow? No, that's tomorrow you'll get the chills.
Better shape up. Alright. When you need to go.
Anyone? You searching this room? Or
yes, yeah. I'm searching.
Yeah. Give me the rule.
21.
Pretty good.
I'll let him search. I already want this.
Yeah,
room. You're searching for items in and amongst. Everything.
Yes.
You're searching everything. You're searching the walls
searching
as well.
Yes, traps, searching treasure everything. And secret doors.
Yes.
Okay. Give me another rule. You're going to have to take more time.
Oh, I'll go back and talk to Earkak and see if he's found his room before.
Earkak.
What room?
This one is.
Oh, you can't talk to Earkak.
True. You can't.
I'll go to his room.
That's a dwarven speciality.
Earkak looks. He looks surprised. Earkak comes and looks in.
21.
21 will do.
We wanted to make
you find
him
before you door.
Him.
Sorry? Finn, however, finds, propped in the southwestern corner, is a repeating light crossbow.
So, I found a secret door and he found a really obvious crossbow.
It's why wouldn't I have found... Stuff. You were looking at the walls. A full case of 5 bolts loaded into it. And a hooded lantern.
Repeating crossbow.
Hooded lantern, good.
Nice.
Would you like me to write these down?
Come and see if you use a crossbow.
Light repeating.
What does it have?
Oh, it's an exotic, isn't it? It's a light repeating crossbow.
So it doesn't work like a normal crossbow.
No, you have to load the magazine in the top. And pull the trigger.
Almost like Crow the Elf.
It's got 5.
It has a case of 5 bolts. Yeah, loaded. Basically, it's like a gun. And a hooded lantern, if you wanted.
Yeah, might as well take the light sources. Yeah.
What room is this?
This is room A.
You glow.
Lights on.
Yes.
Yes. You are
you
the
can't discreetly glow in a single direction.
Can you? You are a nimbus. You're just a big nimbus.
Oh, would cloak on me or not?
We completely cloak you apart from one fingertip.
Give you blinkers.
So that's room A35.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
A35.
You said A34, you could.
35.
You said 4.
35.
Well, we can check this.
Yes.
Yes, we can. So, I bet you £5. I'm right.
Oh, it's a bet.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, of course, if she's wrong, you have to lend her a fiver.
Yes.
No.
If she's wrong, she can donate £5 through the website.
Oh, if.
So, yes, you found a secret door on the western wall.
Before, am I right in putting lantern down?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
It may as well.
There's no oil in it though.
No.
Well, we might find some.
In A34.
We can't use dark mantle squid sacks as a fuel source, can we?
Oh,
no.
We are not rendering down dark mantles for their oil.
But they're blubbery.
So,
maybe some troglodytes.
Secret door?
Yay, I'll search the secret door for secrets.
Okay.
And probably don't find an awful amount.
Well, just take some time. Take at least 10.
Okay. Yes, I took 10.
You can't take 10. There are consequences for the search check.
Oh, are there? Right, okay.
You don't find anything.
Okay, can
I? Although you think you could open it.
Okay. I'll open it.
I don't like it when he smiles like that. That's bad news.
You open the door.
Ta-da!
You push it forward.
The photon door opens.
No!
He's very nice! He's very nice! No! Quick, distract the GM!
Is it not one of those
20! Ouch. You get all the treasure.
A huge block swings from the ceiling and hits you squarely as you push open the door. Take 11 points of damage.
I'm -2. I am down.
Oof! Everyone's been unconscious!
For the first time in 4 sessions, thank you.
Join the club, lassie.
It knocks you flying across the room.
11 points.
I believe Garut's leading with 2 unconsciousnesses.
Yeah.
Everyone else is only holding on at 1.
But I have been charging into the thick of the combat.
It's very true.
I've done quite good falling over. A small thief. I think I've just
been dragged out.
You've got at least 10 points as well.
Yeah, I wish I could stay back to KC.
Okay, true. Would you roll?
I'm unconscious now.
Sorry? Would you roll?
No.
Oh,
give it a hit point.
Oh, you kill minor. You stop dying.
So I'm on minus left. I'm on -1 now.
Yes.
So your front is
but you don't die.
Okay. That's nice. Let's have rest now, shall we?
What's behind this big block once it's cut out and squished?
Let's find a pallet to put the halfling on and we'll go and have an explore.
Ear-cack comes over. Has a look at her.
Your halfling friend's not well, I'm afraid. Ear-cack.
Glad.
My thoughts too, but you know, I didn't want to say that out loud.
Eirkak reaches into his scroll pouch.
Phew!
Eirkak begins to read.
Oh.
You have to understand the language.
Tell me off with your eyes on your eyes. Even with the negative,
it's not
that
language.
I think it's a memory. No, I know what.
You think it's pure light wounds?
Yay!
Ashmadkimatuk.
Yes.
There was a few Chinese words in there.
Yes.
Or fake Chinese
seven.
Words.
7. Kung Pao. Again, 7. You feel a sickly energy wash through you as you wake conscious.
Sickly energy?
Yeah.
Does you become bad troglodyte, bad halfling?
No, it's just the power of his god.
His dark and evil god.
Yes.
He's now entered the halfling.
I didn't like that. It hurt. I don't want to do this anymore. I want to kill him.
Find a way
home. Oh, I don't like it.
Understand the noise, man. You should be able to spot these traps.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll ask. What's the draconic word for thank you?
Gishpaktunam katilin
vatile. What he said?
Very good.
I'll learn it off the tape.
The short one is ta.
Ta.
Ta. I like that. Good one. Okay, you're all conscious again.
More formally, ta chuk.
We were teaching American people that in Pompeii. We were teaching them to say, hey up, Chuck, can I have a cup of tea? And it was quite funny.
That's quite good, actually. I like that. Tan chug. Rather droll. So, there is another room. Then another room.
Is it? Yeah.
Whoa.
So it's that one for shiny treasures as well.
And big blocks of granite.
You may indeed search it for shiny treasures.
Maybe you
are good.
Natural
several 20. Weapons, as well as barrels and cases, sit at haphazard fashion within this room.
Mighty 22.
I'll stay back here with the
Looks like you're not going in.
I've had a 19 and a 20 for the last two search rolls.
It's very cold in here.
Yeah, I can't do it when I'm fighting.
you seem to have some kind of roguish abilities there.
There are, in this room, two light repeating crossbows.
Oh. Are they loaded?
They have six loaded magazines.
Six magazines? Or
six magazines of high bolt.
That's an exotic weaponry.
So it's the damn thing.
That one's only got five bolts. Sorry.
No, that's a magazine. Oh. Five bolts in a magazine.
250 gold each.
Okay, so
what
I'll
write
down. This
is quite
fucking awesome. Light repeating crossbows. Basically, you have two light repeating crossbows and six magazines of five bolts each.
Do they take standard bolts that we can reload into the magazine?
There is a small barrel of 100 light crossbow bolts.
Ooh.
I'll strap that to my back, shall I?
Yeah. Go for it.
Can we rig up some sort of mechanism to have them feed from the barrel to the top of the magazine?
That would be a chain crossbow.
Yes, it's called the halfling.
Hold it.
I have a halfling on my shoulder taking the barrel out of the barrel and
just dropping like that,
it
in. Don't,
I'm assuming that you're carrying these because I don't think I'd be able to.
Half orcs.
Yes, with a sample of some sort of.
There are many racks of pole arms in here.
I thought
you were going to say pole. Many racks of
pole. That's what I thought you were going
to
say.
Pole arms, but currently only three spears are usable.
I've got a detect magic left, haven't I?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do a detect magic on the room.
The room? Nothing in the room is magical.
Damn.
There is a small cask of oil in one corner. 5 gallons worth.
Quite a lot. Refill the lantern.
Very good. I assume you top off your elf supplies.
Top off our elf supplies? Yes, we could do some elf supplies.
Yes.
Elf pudding, yeah.
Elf pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Elf biscuits.
In the first adventure, it's a metal deal.
What, elf pudding?
Yeah.
Turn it on this while it spins.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, it's so good.
There is also a small light crossbow.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's no use. I'll throw it away.
I'll get you. I'll stab you in your toe.
With two quivers of 20 bolts.
We've got the barrel of 100.
Yes, but these are small bolts for the small crossbow.
Can I actually use it?
Yes.
Yay!
You still didn't get a bow though, did you?
I gave you a crossbow, because that's what's in this room. Unfortunately, there is no crossbow for you in this room, and I've put it there out of kindness. Any time.
See, this is what Shag and the GM
can do. I'm not prepared to go that far.
Wait till you want that wish spell.
It was for the game, so I have
for the game, for the good of the game.
Yeah.
You now have a light crossbow and 40 bolts.
It does.
I have so many weapons.
So,
Please give me a crossbow.
It was a bow you wanted. But now you don't have to worry about the strength mods.
For bloody science.
And it only, you can reload it the same round, can't you? Reload and load and fire. Mm. So it's not that bad. And it does good damage. Not crap damage.
Okay, what's my... Can I fill in my numbers on that thing?
Yes, it's a light crossbow.
Yeah.
Damage is 1d4.
Stop with the light. Try again.
Because it's small.
So I don't get any minuses?
No negatives. It's a straight d4.
What's my attack bonus?
Range attack bonus. So it's
8.
No.
Well, these ones are 8.
Not with this. Yeah, plus 7. It's plus 7.
Why
you get a plus 1 bonus for thrown and slings.
Oh, okay.
You're better at that because that's
so this is plus 7?
Yeah.
Okay. Critical.
19 to 20 times 2.
Nice. Not a crappy weapon.
Range.
No.
We're in dungeons.
Probably
never
unimportant. Tied bonus cases. Oh god, I'm psyched to know this shit now.
Familiarity.
Goes to show you.
Can you stand in line with
that? Light cross. He'll be bad as Vin Diesel by the time he's finished. Light crossbow is 80-foot range.
Decent.
Not crap.
We need to email Vin Diesel.
Yeah,
yeah,
say that.
I'll
have to leave my husband for him.
If anyone knows Vin Diesel's email address, we'd be grateful to know it.
Vin! You know, you like that role-playing thing.
Hot game.
Maybe he'll like the whole breasticle rubbing thing.
Breasticles.
And he'll say yes.
You're all your hit secrets.
So, where are you going now? Are you resting?
Bed.
You rest. You wake up with devil chills, Mr. Wizard.
I had a premonition. A premonition I was going to have these. Damn.
Premonition.
Association with the troglodytes has brought on the devil chills on the mid-dwarf.
Probably more like a bit of rats.
Perhaps I prefer to think it's the troglodytes myself.
Did you get a fort serve today?
No, because you did that yesterday, didn't you?
I did his fort serve. I did your fort serve, I didn't do his.
No, that was the same day.
Oh, okay.
We hadn't actually rested at that point.
Oh, of course, yes. So he hasn't had a fort save yet. So you have two fort saves up?
They are now, yeah.
And he's now...
The point after we've rested.
Yes. And he's going to be one fort save up.
Yes.
So if he makes his fort save. Maybe a fort save. Unless you're going to make him a heal check. Choices, choices.
Well, he gets a better of two.
I would say. Yeah, pretty good.
That's 21.
Just go with that.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Thank you, Bastion of Tom.
That's quite right.
Again, it's deeply appreciated.
Very good.
For you, I shall not kill these crocodiles.
Okay. Here, Cac's wandering about healing people. He's using his morning spells to heal the...
My
granddad
used to do that. Scottish person thing.
No, it is
bastard's
new. Fruit
all sorts.
Ew.
Not licorice all sorts.
Nope, they're very nice.
They're very fruity.
They're very nice.
I want a fruit all sorts.
I think they're fruity.
Random
drink.
I've been a big fan of licorice and he's a really excellent.
Oh, licorice.
I hate stuff like that. I bet it's all funny colours as well, but there's blue ones.
Ooh. Ooh. What
the hell is that?
They're cherry or some kind of
fruit. Don't put things in your mouth if you don't know what they are.
That's where I've been going wrong all my life. Nail them.
Okay.
Apple jam.
Apple jam? Ew.
So bad.
Why now?
Consider what we've been drinking this evening.
We've
been drinking Mountain Dew.
You're not running around going woohoo!
Bromide vegetables.
I just feel sick now.
Got another six cans if you want instead.
Maybe not. Oh, break out another one. Go on, I'll have a second can.
Yes,
let's
have one. Go on. Down it, one then. Crush the can on your head.
Be a man. Be a man. Oh, they even come on like old fashioned wrinkles as well.
Yeah, they come on wrinkles. Yeah.
Like beer.
You can have this one.
Oh, beer. It's like a regular tinny on the end of a plastic four strap.
I like
this.
Thank you.
Thins.
Mine's
like. Thank you.
I don't want to be a full man.
Should we open it as a secret
button? But you will
one,
be.
Two, three, pull.
Oops, lovely.
How far across?
You just spit a bit, doesn't it?
What is that book?
This is Introduction to Physical Anthropology by Robert Germain and Lynn Kilgoy and Wendy Trevelyan.
I don't think you're going to get anything free for pimping
it's
there.
It's the 10th edition and I'm an archaeologist.
It's one of the newer D20 supplements.
And I have been good and I haven't done any reading hardly, even though I was supposed to.
You're not in the company to be impressed by the fact you're an archaeologist.
Yes. In fact, I think Steve is a bit outnumbered there.
Steve, make an ooh noise. There you go. Steve's impressed you're an archaeologist.
See, archaeologist, not archaeologist, Bastion of Tor.
There's archaeologists and there's everybody else.
He's just done this really poor pharmacy thing and now he's doing teaching.
Pharmacy is such a dossing disease.
Yeah. It's archaeology. Damn.
You can tell, because how long does it take them to do it?
Yeah, it's true. It takes so long to get a pharmacy degree.
Anyway, none of you are practicing archaeologists apart from me, anyway.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Are you still practicing?
What? You're a student.
Yes, I'm practicing. I'm not a real archaeologist, yet. I'm still practicing.
Straight through the dew. That's a dew-filled laser.
Ooh.
Actually, that's a bit scary.
What are you doing? You're taking a picture of the Mountain Dew.
Have you seen what it's done?
What? It's split the laser
into dots. Now, look behind you onto the...
My God, it works.
That's really... Oh, no, it's the bit on the glass. Okay. It's the frosted bit on the glass.
Try that.
No,
no, it's not.
Wow.
It's actually the Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew absorbs laser.
It's all brandy.
That's scary.
That is quite frightening.
Those kind of look like the results of, what is it, Young slits?
You're not doing the old physics. Young slits, I remember Young slits.
I haven't had a young slit in ages.
I'm only
22. Oh no, I'm going to have to put a change foul language on this one, aren't I?
No, I mean, I'm talking about physical principles. Of
oh yes, go.
That's diffraction and all that.
I'll have to put a link to Young Slits on the website. I wonder if there's a website, youngslits.com.
Probably.
Throw on your film.
I'll bet you it's not about physics.
Okay, I'm not going to take your damn picture.
Isn't that the start of a dance routine?
There we go.
That's really good, actually. That's probably... No, I'm not going to say that.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Why, absolutely.
I like taking pictures.
So, we've rested. I've got the devil chills. I'm not very happy.
What's your current strength? Torn.
My current strength is now 13 down to 10.
Which is better than...
Four.
Well, two of the party started with less than 10.
You're on the back of the fight.
The wizard, strangely enough, even without armour, is the back of fight.
I won't get you, I'll just get Finn and Paul. Oh, dear. Finn's drinking Mountain Dew.
Oh, I forgot it's both with the do.
Now you do a cheesy pose. You're a buddy.
So, where were we?
Yes,
are you leaving this room?
Drinking me.
Where are you heading now?
Not feeling well and. Well, I knew there'd be a handy thing for this. Look, we're trying to go in there. Yeah.
Yep.
Laser pointed onto that one, so...
Where he's been or where he hasn't.
That's down here.
Yep, that's where they
That's the dead Troggy room,
that's
yeah?
Right.
That's the Troggy room, the living Troggies.
That's right, it's bigger than that.
What are those two room numbers, dead Troggy room is?
Troggy room is
33 for the dead ones and 34 for the live ones.
So, 33 is dead Troggy room, 34 for live Troggies, mm-hmm. And that secret room was 36?
Yes, it was.
Oh, nice little sequencing.
Wow. Count and everything.
So we wander around until we find somewhere new then.
I knew that 20, 30 odd years of education would be useful.
Oh. Right.
Uh-oh.
More map then. You walk back through the maze, saying goodbye to Irkak.
Remember us, Irkak!
You'll be back. Irkak's happy.
Does he have any magic left? Or did he use up his magic scroll and there's nothing worth nicking from him anymore?
That was the only piece of magic on him.
Yeah. Well, that was nice. It was nice of him to use his scroll on you.
I'll go up to him and give him a kiss on the cheek. Well, on the...
You're aware they stink.
On the bum cheek.
You're kissing Irkak's bum cheek.
Kiss no, his ass.
I'll blow him a kiss.
I'm glad you put kiss on him.
American people don't know what that means.
Oh, I think you're fine to
they do.
There's a Ricky Martin song that says she blows and so
no,
it's
she bangs.
No, it says she blows as well.
It's when American people say, and I just blew him off.
Yeah, that's it, that's what I mean.
I don't get it. I think that's very funny. There's definitely a language barrier on that one.
There's a band called Marcy's Playground that have a song that says she just blew me off. But they don't mean it in that way, they mean it in a normal way.
A normal way.
The good way. The non-rude way.
I think we'd have to disagree with you on which one you think's the good way, but hey.
Just keep rubbing the dice.
Okay. Yeah, that'll help.
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
Oh, I feel so much
better. Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah. That's it. Oh,
that's
stone.
It's cold.
Stop it, you pervert.
Yeah, stay there. Stay there.
No.
You have to do it. You can do that and do the rubbing of the dice.
No.
Drink the Mountain Dew and rub yourself with the dice.
At the same time.
Multitask.
Okay.
No. All right. We'll save that for the executive access package. That the
executive access.
Premium pass to RPG MP3.
Who's going to want to see you rubbing your paps, Matt?
Hey, there's a worldwide market, I tell you.
Probably. PaulsPaps.com.
I checked out Pornucopia.com. It's taken.
Oh, surprisingly.
In 2000 it was taken.
Is it surprisingly a porn site?
Could be. Whatever you do, don't go to pornucopia.com.
Unless you want.
Porn.
Yes, and lots of it.
Yes. Or links to porn, more accurately.
Oh, but now you said not to, so I'm going to have to now.
No, don't go there.
But I like how the way you said, you made it out like you hadn't visited it. And then you said, unless you want porn. Or links to porn, more accurately. Which clearly indicates you have been.
Merely researching.
Oh.
Possibly, maybe, perhaps, allegedly.
Probably.
Halfling sleepy.
Is the halfling sleeping?
Yes, halfling back very sore because although Paul and Helen's chairs are very nice, they're not very comfortable. And my back is
high
very,
back's
very
deliberately for yes. Rest and comfort.
Well, I don't have a high back.
As long
back.
As you're about 6 foot three.
Yeah.
Works for me.
Honestly, my back is killing me.
Oh dear.
Got your slouching, you see.
No, it was because I wasn't slouching, and that's why it hurt. Now it's hurting.
Kissing troglodyte bottoms is not recommended for good posture.
Off the map. Wow, that's like a complete jumble.
Do you think Snack Girl's upset that we haven't employed her services this evening?
We always employ her services, yeah.
Oh, that's my wife you're talking about.
Snack Girl.
Well, our beverages were right. Already provided for us, you see.
As I recall, you have been to this door here.
The old efficiency.
It is the door to room A30.
And is this the one with the stinking corpses?
This is the one where you all failed that vomiting roll.
Oh, yeah, stinky.
Remember?
Vomited quite well.
The troglodyte lying in the corner with strangulation marks evident on his features.
Can we do another search?
You can actually now enter it, just feeling sick.
Oh, good.
Rather than vomiting everywhere.
Excellent.
Now that you are
We should approach the door. Then.
Whatever role
this
I
is room A30. You've walked A30. Back through and gone back to A30.
You know, it's tempting just to keep a huge bloody list of every single room number.
Surprisingly, there's A1 through 100 and odd.
Yeah, and we've done about some of them. Yeah.
Doing well.
All right, okay. So, can we search?
Yes, you can search for A30. There is no door that leaves A30. You're going through this door, and it's a sort of a corridor kicks off here, and it bends around and goes off.
I search and get 21.
You search and
get 21. Damn you, half orc!
Yeah, very good. I'm very impressed.
I've had 219.
I had a near death experience today. Just
you know, I'm suspicious that this half orc is a multi class.
There's nothing in the room that you can see.
Bastard.
That still feels like it was today.
That was a damn fine roll. Totally wasted.
There's a door here. It's partly open.
Partly open. Failing?
I'll look and search and...
Go up to the crack.
You can look through it.
Fail. 15.
No, you look good. Through.
I rolled 15 to look.
You see...
And they say D&D kills roleplaying. Sorry.
Who's this day?
That's a contentious statement to me.
Sorry.
Just roll.
Considering the age of D&D and the state of roleplay when it first started.
Yeah. I think I meant D20. Possibly. Something slightly less offensive than I said, probably.
I'm sure they said that about white.
There's going to be a hate thread about me now, isn't there?
No.
We're having a... Well, I might start one later.
Before you Troll!
We're having much gnashing of teeth today, because we're looking at a new... Was it City State of the Invincible Overlord that's come out in hardback?
Oh, yeah, that...
I can't remember. There's a Swords and Sorcery produced or whatever.
Oh, yes.
And it's just not like a patch, I think, on like the first edition, because it's missing the prostitute's page. All the details. It's like it's got the encounter table for, like... How, you know, your reaction
priceless for services.
Well, it's got all the random tables for bust measurement and all that kind of stuff. And
wow. So, there's a set of corridors, evident, heading off to the east. There are ways north and south. There are two doors set into either side as you go north and south of these corridors.
Should we go for the southernmost door?
Head south, sounds good. And no one disagrees?
The door to this room is open. This one.
I will appear.
This is room
things to kill.
38,
ladies and gentlemen.
38. Ooh.
It is this. The door to this room is secured with a metal spike driven into the ground.
Oh, I probably can't move that.
There's probably something good in here.
We can.
Or it was trapped and they don't want to reset it.
Well, looking.
It's a good job you're with us because we don't know anything.
Several large workbenches are arranged in a haphazard fashion in this room. A large furnace sits unlit in the northeastern corner.
This good furnace.
Wow. Large furnace. I guess it's not active.
No, it's been dead a long time.
When you say large, I mean, we're talking what?
10, 12 feet larger?
Large. Very big.
Wow. Is it a metal furnace or a...
It's 15 feet across the front.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Can we assess what it was used to furn?
Looking around, you see a total of about 11 workbenches showing signs of heavy use, all of them covered in dust. The furnace is functional.
Whoa!
If we
you
have
think, as
we
a dwarf.
As a dwarf, I think...
However, there's no fuel to fire it.
Okay. We've got some extra oil.
We have extra oil.
Various tools lie around the room. You get the idea they are tools used for weaponsmithing.
I see. Says the dwarf.
Are there any weapons that have been smithed?
No weapons that have been smithed.
Anything that can have a search around?
Yeah, I'll search. I get a 23.
Pretty good.
23.
11. Oh.
There is nothing else in this room.
Are we still sick in here?
No.
Oh.
Is there not? The air is clearer here.
Yay.
Okay, and that's all we can see. Benches, large furnace, made of tools.
Would you like to call it a day, since he is slightly sleepy?
And, I'm going
to
take
it is a good room to stop in before you go searching this enormous pile of rooms to the east.
Right.
There's a lot of large rooms coming up, ladies and gents. Look, large rooms.
Oh, boy.
Large rooms coming up. All kinds of exciting large rooms. Are you taking pickies?
Yes, I shall.
Have a shot of the table, why not? I don't know how many picks we'll have.
Do.
What are you doing this day?
Do the do!
To make it look like you've rolled dice.
Yeah.
And not being neat.
The Tower of Jew! The Jew Tower.
So what are we
calling it a day there?
Yeah. So what did we think of the Mountain Jew?
It's alright, but two cans mentioned it, I'll say.
Not worth importing.
Not worth importing. Well, you've tried it.
Damn you, Cyber Candy.
We'll have to get some Twizzlers or something next time.
Well, it's a taste experience for me, because I've never tasted it before. And I just can't describe it. It's just... It's not anything else.
It's lime and poor cousin, as we said before.
Can you have beef jerky for the next
roleplay
session so we can't speak?
Yes, we will be able to speak. We chew beef jerky. Alright, cool.
Good. Saltwater taffy.
Can we have pumpkin pie?
Oh, we're getting close. And don't forget, World D&D Day on Saturday.
Yes, true. I'll try and get some pie then.
And thank you once again to Travelling Man and Dreadman.com for supplying all the groovy dice and
bits
and pieces
and the
groovy
pencils.
Yes, we do like free stuff. Yes. We like free stuff.
It will be pimped in an inch of its life.
Yes, we will.
Pimp it
promoted in a good way.
The Queen's not worried about it.
Would you like some experience, ladies and gents?
Oh, yeah, let's do that before we
millions.
Before we cancel the recording.
Okay, what have I got? I've got 5 live troglodytes, which you killed 3 of and unconsciousized 2 of.
That was a good battle!
Challenge rating each gives you 1,500.
Ooh.
7 injured troglodytes. Technically challenge rating 1, however 3 were unconscious. I'll give you them all anyway.
Oh, thank you.
Because I'm a generous
You're a generous DM. We take back everything we said last session about you being a killer.
2,100 experience. Ear cack. Troglodyte priest, 2
challenge rating, 600 experience.
Worth it for the name alone.
1 swinging block trap,
400.
No, challenge rating 4.
Oh, no, it's 300. 300.
No, it's 600 for challenge rating.
Yeah, look you.
Sorry,
that's 300.
That's
200
more.
Is it?
Yes.
That's what I thought. You know. I'm confused. 1 swinging block trap, challenge rating 1. Even though it almost killed the half.
We get experience just for watching that.
Right.
That will give you a grand tomorrow.
We don't want that to happen to us.
Must remember that in brain for future reference.
Yeah. Look at that, 4,500 XP. Which gives you 1,125 each.
That should be enough, shouldn't it?
Yeah. That's 3,450.
I believe you are now level to level 3.
3,450. Level 3. I get new level spells.
Am I okay for level next session?
Of course you are. Yes, of course. Well, we'll all level as we were before we start next session or during downtime is the easiest way.
During downtime is probably
best. Well, whatever. We did it last time before we started.
Yeah, it's fair enough.
I don't know what you're levelling on recordings, but it's a bit dull.
But I'll put the third level stat blocks up when I've got
That sounds good. And that Excel spreadsheet stuff.
It's on the way. I'm going to save it until I've got you all third level. Yeah, there's no point putting it up for second.
So in theory, we should be progressing slower.
And update. Well, you will progress slower from now on, because third, well, actually it's fourth, you start to progress slower, because you get a drop off in what things are worth, don't you? At low levels. Level one becomes worth much less. There you go, well done. Congratulations. Fourth session in the can.
Still alive!
I'll put up the Moranti radio plug, by the way.
Whoops, I knew I should have switched on that machine. Nervous laugh there.
Almost funny.
Next session.
Yes.
Oh yeah,
says
for
the
next
keeper
session.
Of the diary.
Yes.
When is the
web calendar? Not
available until next Thursday.
Hang on, let me check what my shifts are.
I'm telling you what your shifts are.
Oh, am I not available for next Thursday?
You're not available until next Thursday.
You have the keeper of the calendar, right? So I'll
excuse what's the month?
October.
Yes, next Thursday is the 14th.
Yes.
I have a rest.
No, Thursday after.
That's this Thursday.
This Thursday after will be 21st then.
Yes, 21st.
Everybody okay with that?
Yeah.
I'm happy with the 21st.
Because you're back from Gen Con by then.
Yes, back from Gen Con UK.
Moving.
Back from a tent.
So Thursday is. Thursday the 21st.
Okay.
No, sorry, it's an arena.
Yes, it goes. Apparently it's Minehead Arena.
It goes tent, marquee. Arena.
Oh, yeah, when are you going, by the way? Because I have some things I want you to pimp for the local.
Oh, right, okay. It should be, if everything goes to plan with the computer stuff, it should be the weekend, so I'll let you know in advance. Oh, that's really good!
Alright,
where'd you get those done?
Out of a machine in the Kurga.
It's got an axe!
Yes, it was the only role-playing image.
RPGMP3.com business cards for all your oral pleasures. This is the website. For audio reviews, forums, songs, and other things, RPG. That's a neat little thing.
Quite agree. It took 9 minutes to print all 50 of them.
It's a good value. I must admit.
Sorry, on their colour. But feel free to improvise for the rest.
Actually, I didn't like your bookmarks. I thought that was a good idea.
I thought they were good too, but I'm not sure about any of those.
Ah, well. Should call it a night then.
Yes, that's kind of
bye, everyone. See you next week.